We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Sin That Leads to Death, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John 15, 1-2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He takes away every branch that does not bear fruit in me. He prunes every branch that bears fruit, so that it will bear more fruit. I have just read from the New English Translation. When Jesus spared the adulterous woman who was to be stoned to death, he did so on the premise that everyone present was guilty. See John 8, 3-10. There was no point condemning one woman for sins that everyone else was also guilty of. The reason God sanctioned capital punishment in the Old Testament was to prevent the virus of iniquity from spreading among his people. God's design was that anyone who grew up under his law would find it strange to commit certain acts of disobedience, such as adultery or sorcery. If someone was found guilty of such acts, it revealed deep rebellion against God, not just weakness under pressure. To stop sin from spreading like a disease, offenders were cut off from the community. Yesterday, we saw that there is a sin that can lead to the Lord allowing a believer's life to be cut short. See 1 John 5:16-17. In today's text, Jesus explains that God, the gardener, takes away every branch in him that does not bear fruit. This is repeated in other places. See Matthew 7:19-20, Luke 13:6-9. Just as disease can make a branch unfruitful, iniquity can spread among God's people. To protect the whole vine, the gardener removes branches that persist in unfruitfulness. If a branch in a healthy vine is not fruitful, it most likely is because that branch is infected with a disease, and the gardener would remove it in order to protect other healthy branches from being infected. Go into today, examining your life to see if you are truly fruitful in God's vineyard. Are you using your time and resources to serve God, or are you serving mammon? Prayer. Heavenly Father, have mercy on me and prune away everything in my life that hinders fruitfulness. Help me to bear fruit that will last. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Daniel 7-12. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.